USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Satellite photos from Maxar Technologies reveal what appears to be a second mass grave site near Mariupol. That's prompting Ukrainian accusations that Russians are trying to conceal the slaughter of civilians. The Kremlin has not issued a response. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll meet Sunday with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken. They will be the first senior members of the Biden administration to visit Ukraine since the invasion began 2 months ago. His announcement comes as Russian forces attack a steel plant in Mariupol. The Kremlin says it's attacking the last pocket of resistance there, but otherwise it has captured the port city. Ukrainian officials say there are about 2,000 troops inside the plant, with civilians sheltering in an underground tunnel. Wall Street adding another bad week, the Dow dropping nearly 2% overall. It's the third straight losing week for the S&P 500. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A Black Lives Matter activist in Memphis, Tennessee will not face charges that she illegally registered to vote. Shelby County prosecutors dropped charges against Pamela Moses. She was convicted last November and then sentenced to 6 years and a day in prison this past January. She sought a new trial in February, which was granted. Moses had previous felonies and sought to restore her voting rights, thinking she was eligible. A combative Marjorie Taylor Greene testified on Friday during a hearing on whether the Georgia congresswoman will be eligible to run for re-election. Voters in her district, using a rarely used section of the 14th Amendment, said Green helped facilitate the January 6th insurrection, which disrupted the certification of Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 election. The ultimate decision will come before Georgia's Secretary of State. French President Emmanuel Macron has the lead going into Sunday's runoff election over his rival Marine Le Pen. He would be the first French president in two decades to win a second term if successful. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The civil trial in the case of a murdered University of Virginia lacrosse player set to go on Monday. Yardley Love, killed more than a decade ago by her estranged boyfriend, George Hughley, who is now halfway through his 23-year prison sentence. The civil suit filed by Love's mother is seeking more than $30 million in damages. A Texas National Guard member is missing after going into the Rio Grande to assist a migrant who was struggling to swim across the river. The woman made it about halfway when she appeared to begin to go under. The guard member took off his jacket, jumped into the water. The woman was able to make it. She was placed in custody by Border Patrol. Crews are still battling a wildfire out west.
Fire officials in northern Arizona say a wildfire that's been raging out of control north of Flagstaff is now at least 3% contained. The tunnel fire has destroyed over 21,000 acres in the forest area, and over 2,000 residents are still evacuated. A fire chief working on the blaze says crews weren't ready for it because it's unusual to have a wildfire in mid-April, and that fire activity in Arizona usually doesn't start up until late May. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The suspect in a shooting in Washington, D.C., found dead by police. He was accused of shooting at residents in his neighborhood from his fifth-floor apartment. Investigators looking for a motive say it had a sniper-like setup. The four people injured in the shooting are all expected to survive. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.